It is your boy Eli. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a special edition of EDS Squad After Dark. Yeah, it's been so long. I missed each and every last one of you. Like, for real, for real. Like, for real, for real, for real, for real. So today is a special edition. We're not going to get into any hot topics. I want you guys to save all of that energy and save all of that, because, child, I'm itching to talk about a lot of things, but we're gonna save that for the New Year's episode, where we're going to recap everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything that has happened in 2023, and we're gonna discuss it all. So join me for that episode. That'll be out New Year's Eve. But without further ado, it's Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving. And I don't think I had a Thanksgiving episode where I talk about Thanksgiving. So coming, leave the kids at where they at, even though I'm gonna try to be as kid friendly, because I know some of you guys may be listening while you're cooking your amazing food. But I may, you know, have a curse here and there, so I would kind of see this for the late night. But y'all should already know that. Y'all should already know me. And we're just going to discuss all things Thanksgiving. But before we get into all of that, I am going to talk about why I've been gone and what's going on. I think I owe y'all that first and foremost before we get into anything. So with that being said, we're going to take a small break. But when we come back, we are going to get into it all. So stay tuned. Stay locked. This is EDS Squad After Dark. And we are back. First things first, I just want to say that I want to give thanks to any and everybody that has been watching or listening to old episodes, that have been keeping, you know, EDS Squad After Dark afloat while there has been an hiatus. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I did not expect this hiatus to be this long. I always had the hope of coming back in the fall, getting back into things after making a decision that the rest of the summer I was going to take to myself. But a lot of amazing things have transpired, have happened since the last time I was behind this microphone. First things first, I got a new job, and it's working with children. I'm in the school. And what's so surreal about the whole thing is that it's the school I went to school when I was a child, the middle school I went to, and just being back in that place, and all of the amazing memories and moments and times I had as a preteen, it's just very surreal to be an adult, and walk those hallways and just remember all the different things that, happened and the things that are different in the school and the things that are still the same. It's just been a crazy, surreal experience seeing some of the teachers that are still there that I, had. Another surreal moment. It's been a crazy ride. So with that, I work every day, Monday through Friday, and I be tired, y'all. Like, mentally, physically, emotionally, and it's not anybody's fault. It's just, when you work with children, they're gonna take a lot out of you, So my weekends have been my rejuvenation, my recharge, my break. And so I haven't been able to get behind this microphone. It's just been virtually impossible at this point. But I told myself, like, if I have any free time, I gotta get back. I gotta get behind the microphone. I loved doing this. I loved, and I still love creating. I love being a content creator. It's just something amazing and special and just so dope about being a content creator. And I am working the logistics out, and I will let you guys know definitely by the New Year's Eve episode what is going to take place in 2024. There's still a couple of things that I want to make sure happens so that I can be able to give you amazing content regularly. So this is how it's gonna go. I'm doing this episode that you guys are listening to. I will be doing a Christmas episode. I won't be around for Christmas. I'm going away to New York City. It's my first Christmas break in so long. I'm going on vacation, y'all. I need that. Like, it's been a year. It's been a school year already. And I deserve it. So that's what I'm doing. But you guys will get the episode on Christmas. And then you guys will get the New Year's episode on New Year's Eve. I will be home for that episode, so that's gonna be dope. I'm really excited for the New Year's Eve episode because I cannot wait to cannot wait to give y'all my thoughts and opinions on these people. But we're gonna switch gears and we're going to get into Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving, y'all. Thanksgiving for me has been a holiday where it's nothing but family. Growing up, we all, if I don't know if I've told you guys, but I have a big family, like a big family. My grandmother had 12 kids. And each one of those kids had at least three or more. Well, the sisters had at least three or more kids. So you can imagine a big family. So when I was younger, like real young, we all used to go to my grandmother. She would cook immaculate spread. And you have all my aunts, all my cousins, like everybody. And I was too young to really grasp or understand what that means and how much of a blessing that is to have all of your children in the same house, all of their children, even though they tearing up and being destructive and this, that, and the third. Because they can slightly get away with it because it's 101 people there. But now that I'm older and now that I don't have kids, but, things are different. It's just one of those things where, like, damn, that was a blessing for that to take place. My grandmother passed away in 2001. And when my grandmother passed away, a lot of things changed. A lot of things like fell apart, broke apart. And so, although things were broken, although things were distant between a lot of the family, there was some times where we were still able to be a family. And my aunt Diane, officially, unofficially, kind of took the reins as being the main house everybody would end up going to for Thanksgiving. My mom used to cook. By that time, my mom was cooking. I had my brothers and my father. So she and him would, my mother and my father would cook. All of my favorites. Ham. When I was younger, I liked the ham. But now that I'm older, I'm not really a big fan of spiral ham. I'll eat it for Thanksgiving, but with spiral hams, y'all know they're big, so those are going to be for multiple days, and I'm not a big leftover person, but I'll get into the leftovers and everything in a few. But yams, stuffing, she used to make the box stuffing and the cornbread stuffing. I'm a cornbread stuffing guy. I just love cornbread stuffing. Roasted chicken. We didn't really do turkey. My mom did cook turkeys because my grandfather, when he was alive, he used to come and celebrate Thanksgiving with us. And so, when he eventually transitioned into the nursing home, my mom would still, make turkey and make sure she brings it to him. So that's the only reason why we had turkey at that point. But, once he passed away, my mom, stopped cooking turkey because, we don't really, as a family, we wasn't really eating, turkeys. So she would have, the ham. She would have a roasted chicken, stuffing, yams, collard greens. I believe cornbread. I'm trying to think. It's been so long since, those days of Thanksgiving. And I would just remember having off the day before Thanksgiving, and my mom would just be in the kitchen cooking, preparing the sweet potato pies. Oh my gosh, child. My mom used to make so many pies, and then my dad used to make the cake, his famous, famous lemon cake. And I would just remember being a kid, you know, watching all of the cartoons, the Thanksgiving specials and stuff like that. And then I would always go down to the kitchen, or my mom would be, especially when she like doing the peeling the potatoes and stuff like that, she would be right in the living room. She would have her bowl with water and the potatoes in it, and she would just be peeling. She'll have the garbage can right next to it and just be peeling and watching her stories. It was a amazing time as a kid. And then I would just be so excited because the next day we would have Thanksgiving. My mom did not play. My mom did not play. She always told us how she had horror stories as a child, waiting all day and all night to eat. So she told herself when she becomes a mother and she has a family that she won't do that, where we're just sitting around all day starving, because y'all know in the black household, they are not feeding y'all a damn thing on Thanksgiving. You ain't getting a breakfast. You ain't getting a lunch. You ain't even getting a fucking snack. Like, be for real. Like, you just had, as a kid, you just had to be like, you're waiting until the main and the only meal. So, you know, when I came into the picture, when my brothers came into the picture, my mom kind of made it a tradition that we would eat by 12 o'clock, by 12, 1 o'clock. And she would keep it. Like, she would definitely keep it. And it's a tradition that still to this day... Still to this day, my mom does not play around with. Like, we eating at noon, we eating at, you know, this time. You know, as I got older and started working and this, that, and the third, I would miss it. I missed the last couple Thanksgivings. But at the end of the day, I understand and I get it. Then, after Thanksgiving, my mom would clean up the kitchen. As we got older, she made us help. Because, like, who the fuck do we think we are? Getting a grand, good old meal. And then going to sit on our ass or go to play games or go watch TV or whatever we was doing as teenagers. We would help clean up the kitchen, and then we would go take a nap. Child, take a nap for a few hours. Well, mostly that was my mom and my dad. They would go take a nap for a few hours because as a kid, you off from school. Like, the last thing you thinking about is taking a nap. So me and my brothers, we would, you know, watch TV, or when we got a little older, play video games until it was time for us to go visit family. And we would always go to my aunt Diane's, my aunt Beth's, my aunt Dolores's, and it's just nothing like being around family, especially around the holidays. Everybody, for the most part, because I'm not gonna lie, there was some times where we had, you know, sour Betties and bitter Betties. But for the most part, it would just be so amazing to go and see, A, how things are different, even within our family. Like I said, we would start eating at 12 o'clock. We would go to my aunt's and and my cousins and just sitting there waiting until, you know, the food is done because the food ain't done yet and this, that, and the third. They waiting for this person and they waiting for that person. Like, it was, even within my family, it was just so crazy to see the differences. But being around family, we would just laugh, we would joke. My Aunt Diane was just, like, so hilarious. I miss her so much around the holidays. She would crack so many jokes, and she would complain about people digging in her food, and it just was always a time. And like I said, that became the central spot where, like, all of the my family upstate, they would come down and they would stay with her, and it would just be so another packed house full of, you know, love and laughter, and it was just a time. And I think sometimes we take these things for granted. We think that these people are going to be around forever. And it took the situation with my aunt most, you know, because I was still young when my grandmother passed away. But I was a lot older, you know, when my father passed away. That, you know, kind of changed a lot in our household when it came to Thanksgiving. Although, you know, my mom was cooking on Thanksgiving, you know, she had him as, you know, help. And when you go from that dynamic to now I'm by myself, things didn't really change. My mom still cooked everything that we, you know, we all got accustomed and used to eating. It was just different, you know. Instead of us being a family of five, it was a family of four. And everybody knows around the holidays, you know, people get into funks. They get sad. They get emotional. And rightfully so. And so while I take this break and come back with some more family members, I just don't want to leave this segment without saying, if you are, if you know someone that is suffering, because mental health is very important. Y'all know me very well, and y'all know that I'm sorry, y'all, I got cut off. Y'all know I'm very, very big on mental health, and this is the season of high rates of depression, high rates of suicide, and I just want to give you guys an outlet. If you are struggling, or if you know somebody is struggling, there is many, many avenues to get the help that you need. One is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number is 1-800-273-TALK. Again, that is 1-800-273-TALK. I want everybody to have a safe and an amazing, amazing holiday. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into more of my memories. Stay tuned. Stay locked. This is the EDS Squad After Dark. And we are back. So as I got older, I've noticed that Thanksgiving has changed for me personally. I can't speak on anybody else, but for me, it changed personally. That's just because you're older. When you become older, you have more responsibilities. You have more things that you have on your plate. So for me, Thanksgiving turned into like an amazing holiday where I would be surrounded with my family to a day where I have to go and punch in and make some money. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. Of course, I wanted to have the holidays to myself. Of course, I wanted to have the holidays surrounded by family. And I was able to eventually go and see my family. But as for my family that, you know, my mother, my brothers, I wasn't able to be at all of the Thanksgiving dinners. And, you know, it sucked, to put it frank. It sucked real, real bad. But I always made it a point, although I had to work, although I needed to make this money, I always made it a point to not let the whole day go without me being present. So, yeah, I would miss the dinner, but I was able to ride with my mother and my family down to, this is at this point, we were out of Kingston, to ride into, you know, Kingston and see all of my family. And that used to give me joy, and that used to brighten my spirits. But, you know, times have changed. And for all you guys out there that are clocking in, I know, you know, the money is good. And, child, I get it. Time and a half, holiday pay, double pay, whatever your company policies are for holidays. I get it. I understand it. But don't beat yourself up. You know, sometimes we beat ourselves up like, oh my gosh, we're not going to be around family. We're not this, that, and the third. Times are different, you know. Things are expensive and things aren't getting nothing but expensive, you know. So you have to support your families. You have to put food on the table. You have to pay rent. You have to pay your car note. You have to do all of these things regardless of a holiday, regardless of any of that. So don't beat yourself up. Instead, spend some time with your family. Make, if you can't, you know, see your family on Thursday, if you have Friday to yourself, make that, you know, the day where your family comes together and you guys have an amazing time, this, that, and the third. Or maybe, you know, you're just unavailable for the evening. So maybe, you know, you stop in the morning and, you know, see your family and say hi and say what's up before you go into work, or vice versa. If you work in the evening, I mean, if you're off in the evening, you work in the morning, work that morning. And then afterwards, you know, see where the family's at and go visit them. I'm saying all of that to say, just because you work doesn't mean you can't also have that experience of having an amazing Thanksgiving or amazing Thanksgiving weekend. All my drinkers and my smokers. So y'all know me. I smokes. That's me. That's my thing. I've cut down quite a lot. Some people if they knew me during my, you know, late teens, my early 20s, especially my mid to late 20s, child, they would know, child, they would think I'm a whole and total different person because I don't smoke as much as I do with this, you know, new job. I don't smoke during the week, only partake on the weekends. And, you know, since it's a holiday break, I'm going to be partaking during the break. When I got introduced to weed, I never thought that me and this amazing drug would have such a complicated and all over the place relationship as we have had. Thanksgiving, I also love Thanksgiving because I was able to partake, and I was not only able to partake with just me, myself, and I was able to, you know, be around family that also partakes. And sometimes people don't understand that people just think weed is this bad drug and it doesn't do nothing but this, that, and the third. People don't also understand that a lot of times weed brings people together. Like, as crazy as that sounds, like, there has been times where my love for weed and other people's love for weed, and we come together, and next thing you know, this, that, and the third, and friendships are formed, and relationships are repaired, and stuff like that. Going to family members' houses, doing the, oh, I'll be right back, I'm going to the store, knowing damn well you ain't going to the store. Or if you're going to the store, that's not the only thing you doing while you going to the store. You got that loud pack, and you about to partake. Now I'm a little bit more bolder because I'm like all the way grown. It's not like I'm like, hey, I'm grown. I'm, you know, like, I'm in my 30s now, so I'm grown. I just be like, I'm going to smoke. Like, there ain't no shame in my game at this point. Everybody knows what the deal is, what the issue is, what it gives. I don't need to hide no more. And it's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, weed has gotten a rep for being a terrible drug. It's been shit on for so many years, for decades, that now we're in an era where we know more about the plant. We know what it can do. We know the healing properties. We know all of the benefits that it has when you are using it properly. Bitch, I don't care. So on Thanksgiving, I will be having my blunt. I don't smoke blunts anymore. My spliff. I will be having that. I will be enjoying it. And for me, the food tastes, it already tastes good. Like, I don't need no weed to make food taste good. But it's just something about hitting a nice L and then going in to make your plate, and the plate just tastes like 100 billion times better or more or extra good. And you just like, damn. So that's gonna be me. And I wanna say to all my smokers out there, all my partakers of the amazing marijuana, I want y'all to enjoy, have an amazing smokers holiday, because this is one of our favorite holidays other than 420. We definitely love ourselves some Thanksgiving because we love getting big high and eating up all this fucking food. We do. So shout out to my smoker peeps. Liquor. I'm not a big liquor person. As I got into my 30s, I have weighed down on alcohol tremendously. I do drink wine from time to time, and if I do get into the liquor bag, it's nothing crazy. Like, I'll do like a Fireball, I'll do a vodka. It would have to be a mixed drink, though. I would do a tequila, a margarita. But I don't do the heavy drinking like I used to. And that's just a personal preference. It's not that I abused it when I was in my 20s, even though I had a lot of Henny nights. But it's just something I made in my mind that I don't want alcohol to, because I have a history of alcoholism in my family. I never wanted alcohol to become a crutch for me. So I limit it. Now, am I going to partake this year? Hell motherfucking yes. I will. In fact, quiet as it's kept, after I finish filming this episode, my ass is going to the liquor store. Okay. Now, what I'm going to get, I don't know. I'm still going. If I'm gonna be classy this year and get me some wine and keep it cute, or if I want to be a little bit on my fuck shit and partake in the real shit. But all in all, another avenue for all of my peoples to come together, have a good time, let loose. Child, it's a holiday. People's off work. I mean, drink to your heart's content. With that being said, I also gotta say this. If you are drinking, please have a designated driver. Do not get out on them roads, because the cops, the police, they out. And they, child, it's the end of the month. It's starting to turn into the end of the month. Quotas need to be had. Bitch, they pulling your ass over. So let's be smart, y'all. Let's not drink and drive, because it's very dangerous to be out in the roads when you have been when you are intoxicated. So please, guys, if you're gonna drink, if you're gonna have a good time and drink to your heart's content, stay your ass home. Or if you're not home, make transportation plans, please. We do not want to see anybody get hurt this holiday season. And that is going to wrap up this special episode of EDS Squad, where I take you guys through Thanksgiving and my memories. I just want to say before I go that the holidays is a special time with you and your family. If you do not have a family, or if you are a person that you're not cool with your family, create your own traditions. So when you have your own family, when you are at a stage where you have children and you have a significant other, you can create these memories, you can create these bonds and traditions with your family. This year, Thanksgiving is going to be different with my family. It's just going to be me and my parents. My brothers are spread out. And we're older, so I understand it and I get it. And we have to start making our own traditions as we get older. And especially if we have, you know, are starting a family. It's very important to start your own traditions, start your own customs. So although it's going to be different this year and it's going to be a little less crowded, I'm still thankful and grateful that, A, my family is all safe and sound and just healthy and all of that good stuff. And I'm just thankful for life. I'm thankful for all of the many blessings that I have been, you know, granted just this year alone. You know, new career, you know, new, more money. New additions into our family. It's just, yeah, God has been amazing. He's always and forever will be amazing, but child, he has been amazing this year, and I'm very thankful. And I just want to say to all of you guys that are listening, I hope you have an amazing, amazing Thanksgiving. I hope you have all of the dreams and all of the wishes that you have for this special day. I hope they all come true. I hope you guys are being safe. Have a safe time. Child, turn up. Have a good time. Drink a drink for me. Smoke a blunt for me. But at the same time, please, 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 please be safe, you guys. And that is going to wrap up this episode. I will see you guys Christmas time. We're going to talk about being spoiled and all of the spoil. Because, child, I was spoiled for Christmas. And that's all I'm going to say. So I'll see you guys in a few weeks. I hope you guys, again, have an amazing holiday, and I love you all. I live for each and every last one of you guys, and I will see you guys real, real soon. Peace. This has been an EDS Squad TV production. This episode was produced and edited by Eli. Shout out to Anchor, the simple way to make a podcast.